What's up, everybody? This is Rethink Crypto, where we provide you daily cryptocurrency news and keep you updated in the crypto world. Today is April 27th, 2018, on a lovely Friday afternoon, where Bitcoin is just shy, sitting around the 9,000 mark, and Ethereum sitting just short of 650. First on the news today, 17th millionth Bitcoin was mined out of the 21 million that will ever exist, which puts us roughly at about 80% of Bitcoin mined up to date. Well, why is this important? For starters, it makes us more aware of the shortage of Bitcoin, and according to Cosmia Capital's Brandon Williams, it also serves as a timely reminder that despite Bitcoin's volatility, the fundamentals have never been stronger. So when's the last Bitcoin expected to be mined? About 122 years from now. That's May 2140 to be exact. Next on the news, the verdict is in and Binance comes out on top. In case you didn't know what was going on, Sequoia Capital's lawsuit against Binance's CEO Changpeng Zhang, CZ, over a deal that fell apart was recently made public. Shortly after, Binance released an update which informed all of us at home that CZ denied all the allegations, and the High Court of Hong Kong decided that the injunctions shouldn't have been granted. And the court has ordered the SEC, Sequoia Capital China, to pay CZ's legal cost. Oof, that's crazy. Next up, YDYDX has been up to two words, margin trading. Earlier today, the team announced the DYDX margin trading protocol, which makes taking a short or long margin position as easy as buying and selling a token. How? Through short and leveraged long tokens, which represent ownership of margin positions as an ERC-20 token. The protocol also means anyone can offer loans with no counterparty risk for short sales and leveraged long positions. For the question of the day today, is speed really that much more important to you than accuracy? Shout us up back. Let us know what you think of the question of the day. Your answers will be posted. Up next, Neha's perspective on currencies and regulations. In her latest post, Neha Nirala, the director of Digital Currency Initiative at MIT Media Lab, first reminds us of the basic goals behind financial regulation, examines how regulation has helped and harmed new technologies, and then shares that most of this tech will either resist being regulated or might require a complete different type of regulation. But as of today, asking a project to come in with all of the existing laws just doesn't make sense. Now, if you're on Twitter, make sure to go follow Vitalik, Ethereum founder, letting everyone know what he really thinks and feels about CoinDesk. Recently, this week, just about 2 days ago, he went on a tweet storm, and it's worth reading. Here is the last fact of crypto things you should know, SHA 256. SHA stands for Secure Hash Algorithm. How is SHA 256 used within the Bitcoin network? Well, it's used in two ways. One, in mining, and two, in creating the Bitcoin addresses. So when a miner adds a block to the blockchain, they need to perform a proof of work, which involves computation of a hash function. That hash function is SHA 256 hash function. And in order to create a Bitcoin address, a public key needs to be hashed and generated. The hash function used to do that? Well, you guessed it, SHA 256. Hopefully that updates you with the crypto things to know. That's all the news and updates for today. Subscribe, like, share our post. Stay up to date with the latest cryptocurrency. And thank you so much for listening to Rethink Crypto.